Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did they unknowingly move into a house that was already home to something or someone else?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost stories with us. If you'd like to listen with no commercials, then check us out at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Our premium channel on Apple, you can try it for 3 days free. Start binging away on all of the content there and get the archive as well. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Hey, I was going to tell you, so last week I chatted with this guy from Denver and he does dark side of ghost tours.
Okay.
And I did an episode with him for the Grave Talks. Yeah. And so I had talked to you last week and said I was going to talk to this guy from Denver. And mm-hmm. You said, ask him about the airports.
Yeah.
The airport is real creepy. And not in a paranormal way necessarily, but more in a conspiracy theory sort of way.
Yeah.
And so before the interview, he sent me some, you know, we could talk about this, or if you want, ask me about the Denver airport. So I'm like, okay. So I actually, in an upcoming episode with Kathy, her and I talk about, I play a little bit of the audio on that. So you can hear that, or you can just go listen to the Dark Side of Denver on Grave Talks that's posted. But it was very interesting. You know, it's like they kind of set this up in a way where it does seem like there's some weird conspiracies or something, but it also is like the Denver airport kind of goes with it too.
Yeah, they've in recent years kind of do a little tongue-in-cheekness to it.
Like they're doing, he said they're doing some work at the airport, and so they have signs, I can't remember them, but it's like, you know, working on renovating space for the Illuminati and stuff like that. Which I find pretty funny. But then if somebody, you know, some conspiracy theorist happens to be changing planes in Denver, they're like, aha, see, look.
Well, Well, or is it all just let's hide this in plain sight. Let's go along with this.
Everybody, exactly.
Let's it just say, yeah, we're doing way. This. And y'all think it's a joke, but no, we're actually doing this. Because there's so much just dystopian artwork in that place. And the issues.
Exactly.
And the issues that they had when they were building it with their tunnels below the airport. And there's so many stories to that place. It's insane.
Well, and like they've got this sculpture of a horse out front that is like blue and it's got these red eyes. So it looks rather demonic.
Yeah.
And they refer to it as Blucifer. And when the artist is making, he's doing the sculpture fell on him and he died. And then there's other weird things that happened to the guy who finished the horse. And then there's like the Egyptian god of death, Anubis or something like that. He's got a sculpture there, you know. Like, why would you put any god of death sculpture in your airport? That makes no sense.
It's like someone, you know, was looking for a designer when they originally did this airport. And it was like, oh, look, satin designs. That sounds like it. And like, it was really with Satan designs. Exactly. It's like the Jack Black Christmas movie where it's like, oh, shit. I thought it was satin designs, like, you know, satin, like the fabric, you know, just... Oh, no, it's Satan design. So you have apocalyptic, horrible apocalyptic imagery all throughout the airport in a setting where people are already a little bit on edge and nervous about flying into the sky on our big flying metal birds that we have. And a little bit fearful of that. And like, it's all imagery of death all throughout the fucking airport. It is a crazy place. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, let's go over to our phone call of the episode and take a listen. Hi, let's hear it.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm originally from West Palm Beach, Florida, and this all kind of took place in a very, very small two-bedroom house. My grandparents actually owned the house, and there was a huge lot that it was on, which in the area that this house was in was kind of rare. At the time, they were renting it out to some tenants, and they turned out to be drug addicts, basically, and were destroying the house and not paying rent. So they were evicted around the same time that my family actually needed a place to live. We kind of made an agreement with them that they would forego a rent payment for a while if we agreed to remodel the house ourselves. When we got there, it was just dilapidated. The house had so much potential, and it had just been basically left in shambles. Anyway, it took us a few months to remodel this house. I helped my stepdad and my mother. And the day that we arrived and kind of surveyed the damage, since there was only two bedrooms, one being very small and one being much bigger, my parents obviously got the bigger room and I got the smaller room in the front of the house, and I actually had to share it with my little sister. The first red flag, I guess, was the fact that the door that was to become my room, the door to it was locked from the inside. And we had to, well, my stepdad basically had to take an axe to the door to get in. And the floor had been ripped up down beyond the carpet padding, and there was kind of a thick smell of something unidentifiable rotting. That's the only way I can describe it. The ceiling had been carved into with what appeared to be maybe a nail or fingernails, and there were short sentences scattered like all over the ceiling, such as "Hello, I am here," or "It is warm." Those are the two that stick out to me the most, and I mean, they took up the entirety of the ceiling. It was crazy. The closet door also stuck out to me because it had been ripped off of the hinges. And there was kind of like a small sheet hanging over the opening. On the sheet was a thick brown and sticky stain that covered the whole thing. Nothing was in the closet, but it just felt kind of weird in there. And just for a little background, since it's South Florida and it's an old house, a lot of the houses are completely or partially above the ground. To my knowledge, there's not really any benefit to this. Sometimes it helps maintain the integrity of the house, since the town that I lived in was below sea level. It also made it easier to repair the house without having to completely tear it down to the foundation. That being said, when you're walking on the floor of a house that has been raised, your footsteps are a lot louder than a normal house. So anyway, after we fixed up the house, we moved in a few months later, and I went to a school right around the corner, and we just kind of began to settle in. This was my mom's first home. She had just gotten married to my stepdad, and we were just, you know, making it our own. There was a weird empty space next to my room that my mom, the wall was in the office, and we also collectively fenced the yard so we could get a dog. About 8 months into living at this house, strange things began to happen to me. I would come home from school and things would be missing in my room. I've always been really particular about where I keep things, especially with my little sister. I always kept things out of her reach, and things like necklaces, books, even a pair of rollerblades went missing in my room. And I felt like I was going crazy, but I kind of just wrote it off, thinking that maybe my sister was somehow managing to mess with me, and I was just kind of like adjusting into settling into the new home. I was also getting really intense and terrifying nightmares. I started to begin to suffer what I now know is called exploding head syndrome, which is basically when you start to fall asleep and you can hear either loud noises or people screaming. So back to my stepdad. He was a really great guy, very good to us, very kind of old school, honest kind of guy. He was a chronic skeptic, you know, didn't believe in God, doesn't believe in ghosts, doesn't believe in aliens, nothing. One day, however, when I got home from school, he was standing in the kitchen almost as if he had been completely thrown off by something. I asked him what was the matter, and he asked me if I had just gotten home, which I replied, yeah, why? At that point, he just shook his head and waved me away, but I could tell something was off. A few days later, he approached me when I was walking my dog, and very nervously, he admitted that he was hearing things in the house and seeing things. At night, he would hear someone running through the house, and at first, he thought it might have been me, but one night, he inspected the noises and found that my sister and I were fast asleep. The noises and footsteps soon turned into laughter and talking. The laughter would be that of a small child. And he said that he would only hear it coming from our end of the house. And if he, you know, left his room to inspect it further, the laughing would get louder despite seeing both my sister and I in our beds asleep. The day that I had arrived home from school and startled him in the kitchen, he had seemed kind of off because he could hear my voice talking in the other room, apparently, before I had even arrived home. I have always been a heavy sleeper, despite having the nightmares, and it surprised me that none of this wasn't waking me up. Until that night, I was laying in bed trying to fall asleep, and my TV turned off. I thought I had maybe rolled onto the remote, but after searching through my sheets, I saw it sitting on top of the TV. I freaked out, of course, and jumped up and turned it off, and it turned back on. This went back and forth for about half an hour until eventually I felt like I was going insane, battling some kind of unseen force, and just unplugged the TV, and it stopped. A few hours later, in the early morning, I suddenly jolted awake. I was drenched in sweat, and my ears were ringing very loudly. I was very frightened for some reason, thinking maybe did I just have a nightmare that I couldn't remember. I laid back down and I tried to shake the feeling that something was wrong. I mean, I was terrified, but I couldn't figure out why. And suddenly, I heard something scratching at my door, the entirety of my door, from top to bottom, without stopping or lifting up, and it sounded like long fingernails or long claws. I tried to close my eyes thinking, oh my God, like this cannot be happening, and the scratching stopped and turned into knocks faster and faster until it woke up my mother and my stepdad. I screamed with my hands over my ears and it stopped. This went on almost every night for over a year. I barely slept, and it seemed like the more exhausted I got, the stronger the experience would be. The knocks would go louder, the scratching would be increasingly aggressive, and eventually I took my door off the hinges so I could sleep. And this turned out to be a horrible mistake. The first night I didn't have a door was probably like the climax of my experience, for me personally. And around midnight, I felt something enter my room. I can't really explain it, but it was like the air felt heavier, something really ominous. I sat up, and again, my ears started to ring. Then suddenly, it stopped, and all of a sudden, my remote flew off of my bed. It was right next to me, and a very intense heaviness sat on the end of my bed. I felt it. I crawled away from it, and almost at the same time, my little sister woke up and started to scream. She said it felt like something was trying to pull her off of her bed by her dangling foot.
That's a very, very creepy story right there, that something was trying to pull her off her bed.
Hello?
By her dangling foot. That's,
I know.
Yeah.
Like, in the way it just ends like that, it's like, well, what happened to her?
Yeah.
It's creepy.
Extremely.
And there's so many things that happened to that poor family along the way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of, you know, the dad, he's like, I'm dad. I don't believe in that shit. And then he starts coming around, and then all that stuff with a poor girl.
That's what I usually say with Harper, too. I'm just like, I'm dad. I don't believe in that shit.
Dads aren't supposed to believe in shit like that.
I like specifically say that out loud. I have to address who I am in the, so she's aware, just in case. Like, I'm dad. I don't believe in that shit. I know you don't live with anyone else in this house, but just
so
you know.
I'm going to get you a t-shirt for Father's Day.
I am your father.
Dad, I don't believe in that shit.
I like that. I do like that a lot. Creepy story, without a doubt. Thank you so much for that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number if you want to share with us. If you want access to the show with no ads and to listen and binge away, then check it out on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Got it all for you right there. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.